on wireless communication, the next topic has to do with base station location. If we think about theoretical network planning, then we see these nice hexagons, but the practical situation is far from that. It's not that the propagation is different, but also the question of where to put base stations is in practice quite a difficult question. Now, Ivan Howitt at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, has worked on that problem.
I'd like to first indicate a little bit about the problem. The problem for indoor wireless, let's take the example of wireless LANs. So for wireless LANs, we have a given building location, and inside that building location there's going to be feasible regions that we can place the base stations or the access points to our wireless LAN, and there's going to be infeasible regions. So if we focus on the problem, which is locating base stations, there's actually two problems. One is where to put the base stations. The other problem is at what point those, how many base stations do we need? So the goal of this research is to focus on the optimization technique more so than on the formulation for the objective function. For optimization, there's two parts of the problem. One is the formulation of objective function or the cost function, and then the second problem is how do you come up with an optimal solution. Okay, the objective function that we used was one that was developed by a group from Virginia Tech, and it essentially balances the path loss, the average path loss, and the maximum path loss based on the assignment strategy given by the base station locations. Now, the underlying characteristics of any type of objective function is going to be based on the path loss model, and it's going to be the characterizations of the objective function is going to be even independent of the path loss model. Of course, the optimal solution that you might have for your problem is going to be highly dependent on the exact formulation for both the objective function and the path loss model used. The path loss model that we picked was one that was based on Seidel and Rappaport, and it's a very simplistic model. And the reason that we wanted low complexity model, let's put it that way, the reason we picked that was specifically because of its low complexity, because again we're looking at the optimization problem itself rather than the formulation of the problem. Okay, so given that we have a base station location problem, then the characterizations of that base station location problem can be kind of summarized as follows. You're going to have discontinuities because of the path loss model. You're going to have probably multiple minima, and we're also going to have areas in the objective function which have very similar or low derivatives. And of course, for most optimization strategies, low derivatives are exactly what you're looking for the stopping condition. So you have a hard, difficult time, one, of actually finding the global minima, and also you have the possibility of also stopping prior to coming up with a good solution. Okay, so the technique that we used was one that is a global technique, and so it's a global optimization technique which is based on a stochastic modeling of your objective function. Of course, in optimization, you're always coming up with, the goal is quite often is to take your original objective function and somehow come up with a simpler problem which also typically needs to be optimized, such as for a Newton method, you often have a line search as an underlying optimization requirement. So Newton methods obviously do not work well for this technique because of the discontinuities and the difficulty with estimating the gradient is also estimating the Hessian. So the technique that we went to was a global technique which was developed by Marcus. And again, as I said before, it's a stochastic optimization technique. And the way you can think about this is you have a certain number of measurements that you've made a priori. So you've made some evaluations of your function, and you want to use that knowledge to make the next estimate, or you want to maximize the likelihood in the next function evaluation that the next measurement is going to be your global minimum. And that's exactly what the stochastic method does. So we have here, we have the underlying optimization, the sub-optimization problem in the Marcus's technique. And embedded in this is actually a minimization of minimization process, which actually is based on the a priori knowledge. So you use the a priori knowledge as well as the uncertainty based on that a priori knowledge. So you have a certain number of values that you've measured before, which you can kind of consider as being the mean values. And then as you move away from those mean values, you have a increasing variance. So that's what this formula does. And you can think about, for each given point, you can think about it drawing out a graph over the region you're optimizing over. And if you combine each one of those prior points, then you have a sequence of functions. And what you want to do is take the envelope of the minimum of those. And then what you want to do is you want to maximize your likelihood that the next point you're going to be taking is going to be the global minimum. So you want to maximize that envelope over the minimum. And this gives an example of that process for a very simple objective function.
So in the end, your goal is to reduce probabilities that a signal is lost somewhere, and thereby you can minimize the number of base stations that you need?
Well, actually, in this case, you actually start with a fixed number of base stations. So you want to actually, you're trying to minimize this cost function. That's the goal. Okay, so you want to find, in this case, you want to find, this is the x and y plane on this, and this is the function evaluation each point. Okay, and so in this case, you could think about, this is optimizing this problem based on a grid search. Okay, so what you want to do in general, though, is this is 0.2 meter resolution. So you have 20 times 30, so 60. You have 5, so it's 600 times 5. You have 3,000 points that you've. That's way too many, especially if you're using ray tracing to do your path loss estimation. Okay. Let's see. Okay. So the idea here is you want to minimize actually the number of function evaluations as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Some time ago I heard Daniel de Valsevultam say that we need to go to some rule of thumb for those who install the systems. Your approach is quite different. You want to know each and every corner in the building and then optimize sitting behind a computer.
What actually, I'm going to plug this in and have it give me a solution. Okay.
Yeah.
So the idea is if a novice goes out and buys some access points, he must install wireless LAN in his office, okay? And you just say, okay, go and do this. The first question is, how many of these do you need, okay? And where do you need to put them? And so if you can give along with that novice a CD-ROM with, you know, a certain amount of work that's involved with coming up with a plan for that building, then if you can plug in the plan, then you can come up with a solution. And hopefully that solution is going to be relatively robust. Okay. So the idea for this is, how do you find this region?
Mm-hmm.
So rule of thumbs, you know, how do you come up with a set of rule of thumbs that will always work?
It's hard.
It's hard. To say this is actually trying to come up with a closed form solution. But the only inputs that you need for this is actually a plan for your building.
To what extent do you accurately need to know the materials used in the building?
That's a question I can't answer. I'm not a propagation person, so you'd have to go to the propagation people and ask them. Really, the idea, though, is you can probably plug in any... The idea of this research is to be able to plug in any type of path loss model and use that path loss model for the approach. Now, for this model, all you really need to know is what the characterization of this type of wall, each wall that the signal passes through. So, yeah. So there's multiple components of this problem.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay.